This is Northwest News from KPLU. That knock on your door may be for your dog or possibly your cat. King County is sending out canvassers to identify unlicensed pets. KPLU's Paula Whistle explains.
Even if Tiger or Fluffy never leaves the couch, King County requires that he or she has a license. Michelle Wilmot with the City of Kent says that's because sometimes even with inside pets,
they'll sneak out the door or they'll jump a fence.
Wilmot says the county canvassers who are going door to door looking for unlicensed animals are there to educate owners. She says owners will be given up to 30 days to buy a license. For those who still think it seems a little like Big Brother, Wilmot tries to be reassuring.
There won't be anybody looking over fences or looking in people's windows to cause fear like that.
But she does say if they see a dog dish on the porch, they'll probably ring the doorbell. King County hasn't done a big canvassing operation like this since 2010. It's financially in the county's interest to do it, though. Money from licenses helps fund the animal shelter's adoption program and prosecution of animal cruelty cases. So how much is a license? $30 if your cat or dog is spayed or neutered, $60 if they aren't. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.